Yeah, it's just frustrating because I knew when I was in a couple times, it's like you have opportunities to score and you always want to do that for the team. You want to, if you have a chance to score, it's like helps the defense out and everything. And it's just frustrating, I guess, but at least it's our first game. We have opportunities to keep going.
Did you feel comfortable?
Yeah, I felt comfortable at times. At other times, it's kind of fun getting in for your first game. So I was at first just trying to get it done, get warmed up, and then as time went on, I got more and more comfortable.
Matt, can you talk a little bit about Corona, how difficult he is?
Corona, he's a great guy. I mean, he's an athlete for sure. When we came into the game, you know, that was our number one concern was him scrambling out of the pocket and getting loose and trying to put pressure on him. And, you know, all night, that's what we were doing up front is just getting pressure and trying not to let him out of the pocket was our big concern. And, I mean, he did some things that that their offense was, built around, but he's definitely a tough guy to stop. And I think tonight, yeah, we did a good job.
Did you guys have to change anything now that Reyes came in?
No, not really. I mean, we were just concerned with finishing the game. He's a good quarterback too, and we knew he wasn't gonna scramble as much as Carruthers did. But you know, our main goal was to finish the game, and he did a great job too. So,
what about
the
fourth Warren? Y'all gave up a lot of yards to him between the 20s, but seemed like you were able to shut it down once you got to the rest.
Right. You know, first couple of drives, they gave us some big plays, and they kept driving on us, but. Coach Lang did a great job on the sideline of getting us together, and we came out there and executed. And second half, I mean, we needed to shut down the run, and that's what we were doing. We wanted some three and outs, and we did that.
It seems like it was sort of a testament of great
Yeah, I mean, they did. They came out strong, you know, and they had a great offense. They had a good scheme, and we went out there and played. play heads up and just try to shut them down every drive. Matt, talk
about what you thought
about the Well, I mean, I haven't seen a replay or anything, but from my view, I thought it was in. I understand human errors made on stuff like that. I mean, should have been down the middle, but it was questionable over the post, so that's on me.
I thought it made it too, just like that. Yeah. I didn't really, you know, I didn't have a better unit. It obviously had a better view than I did.
Colby, what does this do for you? Obviously, the last couple of weeks, the position has sort of, you know, been shaken up. I mean, three guys want to play. I mean, you know, you were going to catch passes. I mean, where are you after getting the face of this tonight?
It's wherever the coaches kind of need me. It's college-like football, so you know coming in, you're competing for a spot daily. It's not one person has a job. It's because it's just college football. You're always competing. So I just try to compete every day, and we'll see where the coaches think I need to be to help the team.
Where do you want to play
defense? Who doesn't want to play quarterback? Have the guy playing offensive line on the team.
Summed it up.
What was the first thing that you said to your team when you went out there to take charge of the huddle, do you remember?
I just try to get people going and line up quick. That's our strategy as an offense, is get going pretty fast. And so I'm not a very loud person, but try to yell for Coach Dyke as loud as I can to get everyone lined up.
So were you surprised that it didn't wear out more because of the numbers?
You know, the problem, honestly, and first of all, they didn't really play hard. I mean, they really didn't wear down. But I think a big part of that was just our inability to sustain them. I think that's, you know, I think no matter who you're playing, that's the goal, is you want to get lined up as quickly as possible and play with a great tempo. Because really, offensive football is about establishing rhythm and tempo and getting comfortable. And you know, we got comfortable the first drive. We played extremely fast. I thought our tempo was better. And we did some good things in the second quarter as well. But it just seemed like after that, we had a hard time ever finding that rhythm and that tempo that you have to have offensively. And I think because of that, really, you know, we weren't wearing down to the extent that you want to wear down the defense.
How would you grade your offense?
You know, it's tough. Based on what I saw out there, you know, I'm not big into that, you know. I thought we did some good things. You know, we missed on some opportunities for explosive plays. You know, we had three or four missed opportunities where we felt like we had a call to come in and get us into a touchdown. We didn't get the playoff for whatever reason. And you know, in a college football game, you're going to have very few opportunities to catch them exactly what you want to catch them. And we got to be good enough to execute those opportunities and make those plays when we have those opportunities. And tonight we didn't. You know, we were seen to be our own worst enemy from the standpoint of, you know, we put together two or three good plays, and we had way too many penalties. I mean, if you look at our team tonight, it was just a sloppy first game. And there's a lot of sloppy games. I mean, I watched Thursday night, I watched four or five college football games, and early they're sloppy sometimes. And, you know, we hope to be a lot sharper than we were tonight, but you know, hopefully we'll be next week. We start meeting against Texas A&M.
If that game
was
tomorrow, will we start quarterback?
You know, we got to check the film. I mean, that's the biggest thing you got to do. You know, as coaches, sometimes we get a little bit of we get upset when things don't go well, probably faster than we should, and we sometimes pat ourselves on the back more than we should when things do go well. And it's usually somewhere. It's usually not as bad as it looked at the time, or not as good as it looked at the time. So we'll go back. We'll review the film. And we'll figure out what's the best thing for us to do to have a chance to win.
You said you were going to play multiple guys coming in. Is there a time you had in mind, or you just put it in when you spelled it?
Yeah, we felt like, the quarterback position is just like we talked about offensively. I mean, it's about establishing a rhythm. And if you have a quick trip or pulling guys out and putting other guys in, and, you know, if you keep doing that, then I don't think you ever give that guy an opportunity to get in the room. You know, when you do that, you better be careful. I mean, you can't do it too often. And, you know, we felt like Colby really practiced well and wanted to play in the game. We felt like that was the appropriate time and place to do it. And you know, it was, I'm not surprised he played two quarterbacks at all. You know, I thought going in, we might end up playing three. And so, you know, we're still figuring out what we have. And I think the great thing about this is we have probably 80 plays offensively to unfill and look at and decide, okay, this is where we got to get better. This is, you know, this is what we got to feature. These are the things that this guy can do. And then once we get those ideas and get things narrowed down, then hopefully we'll be able to execute better.
Was Steven missing practice because he was sick, but the reason you didn't see action tonight?
You know, I felt like that the quarterback race had tightened prior to that, but then when he was sick, you know, I felt like we needed to go in a direction.
But I mean, as far as any time whatsoever.
You know, it's hard in any position, especially quarterback, to not practice. So, I, you know, that's kind of the rule for us is our guys need to practice and everything.
Offensive guy coming in, transferred to the head coach, you have to learn to love
26 minutes. Yeah, you know, that's exactly right. And that's different for me because, you know, I used to feel real good about the 55, 51 win or whatever. As a head coach, you don't feel that good about it anymore. So, you know, I really felt like our defense played solid and balanced out tonight, obviously, because we put them into bad situations, but they really responded. And, you know, I thought they played well. They practiced well. I anticipated those guys playing well, you know, and they made some really timely stops. You know, we had to stop, and those guys were able to get it done, and I was excited about that.
You got one of them dead, too.
Yeah, I did, yeah. He started off here with a loss, that's right. That'd be good. And if I just last 13 more years, now maybe I'll get it.
Yes, obviously, the monkey off the back, beginning with Sonny Dykes there.
Yeah, it feels good to win. I mean, really, you know, I told the guys before, it's about the players. I mean, it's these guys are the ones that get it done, and we just try to put them in the best position to do that. But I was proud of them. I really was. I mean, it's hard to win a college football game. I mean, it really is hard, and especially when you're in a brand new program and making as drastic a change in as many different ways as we are. I mean, it's, you know, the personality of our team is different, our coaching style is different, our offense is different. I mean, there's a lot of things that are different. Some of them are good, probably some of them are bad, but it's who we are. And our players have to learn and adjust, and the only way that they do learn is put them in these game situations and let them go out there and play and evaluate it and figure out a way to get better.
It's unusual for a special to have two bullet game coming. What's the bridge on the
conflict? Yeah, you know, I was disappointed because that was the point of the game where I felt like we had them on the ropes a little bit and had a chance to really put them away. And it looked to me like we got tired, which I was disappointed in. You know, we lost some of our edge. And we've got to learn to, you know, get the ball in the end zone. If we can get the ball in the end zone in that situation, about 17-3, you know, I think we'd all feel a lot better about tonight than we did. But again, you know, we've got to give Grambling credit for that because, you know, they play hard. And you know, there's a lot of teams that in that type of situation, you know, would have thrown the towel. And those guys just kept playing hard, kept playing hard, kept playing hard. And they're going to win a bunch of games. I bet that quarterback is good football.